Claire! Oh, Claire!
What is it, Ed?
Where's my fishing tackle? I put the rods right here in the broom closet.
Good grief, look at that mess.
There's too darn much stuff in this broom closet anyway.
Are you hurt, Ed?
No, I was lucky this time. But there's one thing I always say, Claire. You can't be too careful in the kitchen.
The American Medical Association and your local medical society invite you to hear Safe at Home, a specially transcribed series of music and comment designed to keep your home happy. Our scientific authority on this series is Fred V. Hine, Ph.D., educational consultant of the Bureau of Health Education of the American Medical Association. Well, for once, I have to agree with Ed Adams, Dr. Hine. You can't be too careful in a kitchen.
You certainly can't, Jack Sterling. According to the National Safety Council, the kitchen's the most dangerous room in the house.
Well, probably the broom closet's the least of it, huh?
That might well be.
Well, now, how would you classify the hazards of the kitchen, Dr. Hine?
Well, I'd say burns, escaping gas, misuse of tools, falls, and accidents due to improper storage.
Well, I suppose we'd better take them one at a time. But before we start, let's enjoy some music. It's the Roger Steele Trio playing It's All Right With Me. Thank you, Roger. Nicely done. Now, Dr. Hine, about burns. You know, I'm the original all-thumbs boy who never remembers to pick up a holder when my wife asks me to take something out of the oven for her.
Well, one good thing, that kind of burn isn't likely to be too serious, Jack. A little petroleum jelly or baking soda paste ought to soothe your wounded feelings.
Ah, the burn, but not my pride, Doctor.
But I've seen some really serious scalds and burns due to other kinds of carelessness around the stove.
Will you give us a for instance?
For instance, scalds caused by knocking against the handle of a pot, and burns caused by spattering grease or by grease catching fire in the skillet or broiler.
That spattering grease problem, now, what should you do about it?
Remember that hot greases will spatter whenever anything wet is put into them. And don't wear trailing sleeves or filmy clothing when you're cooking.
Ah, good idea.
But if grease does catch fire, there are commercial fire extinguishers on the market now. But the simplest way is Grandma's old one.
Yes, what's that?
Keep a big salt box handy within easy reach of the stove and drown the fire with salt. Right where it is, though, remember never to put water on it nor to try to pick up the skillet or broiler and carry it somewhere else, such as the sink.
Those both sound like life-saving cautions and certainly easy enough to remember. Now, Doctor, suppose your clothing catches fire.
Then wrap yourself in the nearest heavy fabric, a small rug, for instance. Under no circumstances, try to run.
That'd fan the flame, of course.
Now, one more precaution. Remember never to keep or store highly inflammable things in the kitchen, such as cleaning fluids, paints, brushes, and the like.
Mm-hmm. That's one for us men to remember, as well as our wives. While we're jotting those pointers down for future reference, here's some music that we hope will bring back pleasant memories. The trio playing Old and Golden Slippers. Very pleasant memories, Roger. Now, I guess practically everybody accords cooking gas its proper respect, Dr. Heim, but I suppose still there are accidents.
There certainly can be, and it's not just the stove, Jack. Often hot water heaters use gas, you know, and refrigerators and furnaces, too.
Well, the oven in our kitchen stove and the water heater, too, though it happens to be in the laundry, have to be lit with matches.
I hope you never walk away from either of them until you're certain that they're truly lit. And that there's no current of air which could blow them out.
No, I'm pretty careful about that.
The same thing can happen to a pilot light on a range if it's exposed to a strong wind. And there's one other thing we should say, Jack.
What's that?
The housewife who doesn't keep the burners of her stove really clean is asking for trouble. It's one of the toughest chores in the house. But cleaning that stove every week can save a lot of heartache.
Well, now, I'd think you'd smell gas escaping before there'd be enough to do any real harm.
Not always. You could be asleep or in another part of the house or have a cold in the head. And especially with this natural gas. It's taking the place of the manufactured kind, you know. It smells less and it smells differently.
Uh-huh. Well, there's something to check on if your neighborhood is being converted to natural gas. Well, now, Doctor, if gas does escape, what should you do?
Open the windows and doors and shut it off if you can. But if not, get outside and then, of course, sound the alarm.
Well, I know it can kill very quickly, but is it harmful if you're not overcome by it?
It can do lasting damage, even though the victim may live.
So, check and double-check on all appliances using gas.
And keep burners clean. See that there's no draft against that flame.
Well, I'm going to see that we have some music now, Doctor. It's Ebb Tide, played by the Roger Steele Trio. know, while the boys were playing that lovely arrangement, I was thinking back to Ed Adams. He was really carrying matters a bit far with his fishing rods and broom closet, Dr. Hyde. But can other more suitable types of storage be dangerous around the kitchen?
They sure can, Jack. We're going to be talking about knives, for example.
Sharp and dull?
Well, right now, though, I'd just like to mention a caution in planning kitchen storage.
And what's that?
Well, planning all kitchen storage so that the things you use most frequently are right at hand. Not on the top shelf where you need a ladder. Or at the back of the bottom shelf where a dozen other things are going to fall out before you reach them.
Well, that makes sense.
The kitchen is often the real utility room of the modern house. It may be necessary to store such things as ammonia, cleansers containing lye, furniture wax, shoe polish, insecticides, and many other household agents there. A good many of these things are poisonous to children and animals, if not to adults.
I can understand that.
So rather than crowding everything under the sink, as is done too often, special provision should be made for storing them in places where they're not exposed to heat, nor easily confused with foodstuffs, and out of the reach of children above all.
Ah, that's a sobering thought.
Especially for small children, Jack, who put anything into their mouths.
Well, I know.
Accidental poisoning is a serious hazard. It takes thousands of young lives every year.
I'm going to start my wife on a kitchen safety check this very evening. Next week, friends, Safe at Home will have helpful information for you concerning fire hazards. Until then, thank you, Dr. Hine. You have been listening to Safe at Home, the first program in this transcribed series, brought to you each week at this time by the American Medical Association in cooperation with your local medical society. This program was written by Harriet Hester, directed by Martin Magner. Featured health authority on this program was Fred B. Hine, Ph.D., educational consultant, Bureau of Health Education of the American Medical Association. Music was by the Roger Steele Trio. This is Jack Sterling speaking. Our program was produced by the Marshall Organization.